Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Today I want to talk about, in the Bible, we realize that God created everything. He created all the animals. He created us. He created the trees. He created all the living things. And God uses many things in order to speak to people. Well, today I want to talk about a talking chicken. I know that sounds a little odd, and you may forget the sermon, but you won't forget the title. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you that we can be where you want us to be today. Lord, I pray that you feed everyone that's here. Lord, you know the one that is sick. You know the one that's healthy. You know the one that just lost their job and the one that's just getting a new job. Lord, you know the parents that are having trouble with the kids and the kids having trouble with the parents and the kids are excited to go to school. Lord, and I know when you deliver a message, everyone hears what they need to hear. So God, I pray this day that you deliver this message from your heart to their heart. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a story in the Bible about a man named Peter. And Peter had made this statement when Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say that he's Elijah. Some say that he's... But he said, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He got it. Peter understood it. Peter knew who Jesus was. Yet at the Last Supper, when they're eating, Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." And they went around the table, and many said, "Is it I, Lord? Is it I?" Because they knew in their imperfection they could only be perfect in Christ, not in themselves. Peter, "I'll never betray you." Jesus says, "Before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me three times." And Peter just shook it off. This man who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not given that to you, Peter. That is spiritually discerned." But we, the same as Peter, sometimes get into the flesh. Even though we are spiritual from time to time, and we know who God is, sometimes we get in the flesh. And we need a wake-up call. So Jesus has been betrayed, and they're going to have a mock trial for him. And Peter follows them afar off. He was nosy. I wonder what they're saying or what they're doing, not realizing that God had all power and all strength, not realizing that God was in control. Peter, working in the flesh, went, and the Bible says he warmed himself by the fire of the enemies. You ever find yourself warming yourself by the fire of the enemies? Find yourself in a place where Christians shouldn't be, with a group of people that aren't afraid to tell you they're not Christians, but you're afraid to speak up and say that you are? You ever find yourself with a group of people that if you are asked, "Are you one of them? Are you a Christian?" that you would say, "No," or you say, "Well, I don't want people at work to know that I'm a Christian, because if they knew at work, then they would just try to judge me." Well, you know, in the Bible, Christians made themselves known no matter where they were. True Christians can't help but make themselves known. And when you start warming your hands by the enemy's fire, they start accusing you. A little girl came up to Peter and said, "You're one of them." And in Mark chapter 14, verse 66, and now Peter was below in the courtyard, and one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You are with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." I don't think it would have been any different if he would have just stood there and kept his mouth shut, as many of us do when we're confronted. Are you a Christian? Own it. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you believe that Jesus Christ came, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. If you're a Christian, you believe it. And if you believe it, it changes your life. And it gives you new life. It gives you an outlook on life that is eternal rather than temporal. And eternal life is what every man's looking for. You not only find yourself being accused, but you find yourself denying your faith. They don't deny theirs. They curse and swear and carry on in front of you. They read their smut magazines in front of you, but to put a Bible in your pocket or to bow your head and pray, well, that's just too much. I don't want to offend these people. Why? They're offense to you. I don't know how Jesus felt, but I know how I feel when someone tries to warm up to someone that hates me and trying to destroy me. I don't understand how they can call me a friend and be a friend of my enemy. You say, well, preacher, that's secondary separation. It might be. But I still don't understand it. And it doesn't make me feel good. And I'm sure when he said that I do not know him, I'm sure that Jesus knew as he was going through the mock trial that Peter was denying him. And as sure as you're sitting here, Jesus knows. And not only will deny your faith, you'll lose the anointing that God has on you. If you are not in that crowd to announce who Jesus is, you're going to denounce who he is. When you're in a crowd that doesn't know Christ, if you don't speak up with your life, with your words, with your actions for Christ, you're going to denounce Christ. Peter was with the wrong crowd. We warn our young people all the time, don't get with the wrong crowd at school. Don't hook up with the wrong crowd. You say, well, but he looks good. He won't after a while. I'm sure that Jesus felt when Peter was denying him. You sound like one of them. But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, "Surely you are one of them. You are a Galilean, and your speech shows it." Well, you kind of sound like them. I haven't heard you swear yet. You're kind of acting like a Christian. So Peter just belted it out. The Bible says he started cursing and swearing. How's your language at work? How's your language at home? There is no place in the heart of the Christian or out coming out of the mouth of a Christian for a cuss word to ever come out. Not ever. My dad, when I was just a young preacher, 23 years old, came to hear me preach, and you know what he told me? He said, "You use the word baloney too much." See, we weren't only allowed not to cuss, but we weren't allowed to use slang words. And I found out if I was going to take baloney out of my preaching, I had to take it out of my vocabulary. Totally. Because if I didn't take it out of my vocabulary totally, I would use it when I was preaching. So this is one of the only times you'll ever hear me say baloney in the pulpit. And you'll find yourself saying things in front of your parents or in front of your grandparents, or in front of your friends, or at church that shouldn't be said because you have a habit, you've developed a habit of bad language because you've hung around people that use it all the time. Let me tell you something. I was in the Navy for 4 years, 4 hours, and 47 minutes, and I didn't swear. I didn't pick up the slang. And if I could do it in the Navy, you can do it in Toledo, Ohio. When you use a swear word in front of your kids, it ruins your testimony, and they know that you're fake. Well, preacher, why are you so hard on swearing right now? Because that's what Peter did. He swore in order to denounce Christ, and when you swear, you are denouncing him in front of the group of people you're hanging around. Then God sends a messenger, a rooster, a walking, talking, flying rooster. And I looked into what the rooster was saying and tried to interpret what he was saying. But you know that rooster, all I can find is he walked like a rooster, he flopped his wings like a rooster, he looked like a rooster, and he sounded just like a rooster. He didn't imitate anyone else. He didn't speak in English or whatever they spoke, Greek, Hebrew. But the first thing a rooster does, I grew up in the country. First thing a rooster does is he flaps his old wings. Now, you may not know why he does that. I've studied roosters. He does that to wake up himself. Because if he isn't awake, he can't wake anyone else up. And if you are not saved and living for Christ, there is no way you're going to witness to anyone else. No way. You got to get yourself awake first. The Holy Spirit of God needs to hit you first to understand that you have something to say to this world that's dying and going to hell. If you want a voice, I've heard preachers say, well, people say to me, Pastor, I would witness, but I don't know what to say. Say what you say. The rooster spoke in rooster. And the Holy Spirit interpreted that when it hit the ears of Peter. And he said, Peter, you're denying me. And he saw Jesus and he heard his voice and he heard his words. I'm not into programs that teach people how to witness. I'm into Jesus Christ to get you filled with the Holy Spirit of God so that you are a witness, period. It isn't a gimmick. It isn't a thing that you take people through so many steps. It is witnessing who Jesus is so that they can see it in you, in your walk, in your talk, and in your normal language. You may be saying, you know what? I'll just pray for your mother. And she's sick. Would you like that? And all of a sudden they'll hear what their mother said to them as a little child and repent. I have found this, being a witness is just being a witness for Jesus Christ. This old rooster was just being a rooster. We need to wake up first. We need to wake up and start praying. We need to wake up and start reading our Bible. We need to wake up and go to church. We need to wake up and start giving to church. We need to just wake ourselves up so that we can be a witness in this world. The rooster was not ashamed to crow. Matter of fact, that's what he did. We're not ashamed to witness for Christ because that's who we are. We are a witness for Christ. We are bought with a price. We are not our own. We don't walk in our own way, but preacher, I like this and I like that. Well, if it don't have God on it, watch out. We're ashamed of Christ and the sinners aren't ashamed of the devil. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my heavenly Father. But I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Take what you have to witness. A life, you may be quiet. You don't have to say anything. Someone gets called. You're being a friend. They say, my grandmother's dying. Well, I'll pray for you and your family. It's all you need to do. But if you curse and swear and tell dirty jokes around them, you can't be there when God wants to offer them eternal life. God can't use you. Oh, to be like him, oh, to be like him, blessed Redeemer, sure as thou art. That old rooster wasn't intimidated. You know something about a rooster? He wakes people up. A rooster will crow when there's action going on in the middle of the night when it shouldn't be going on. A rooster will crow in the morning to wake other people up. He's not afraid of the old man with the shotgun. He's not afraid of the other rooster marching around. He's not afraid, he just crows. I've never been, since Lloyd called me to preach, I haven't been ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not intimidated. I don't care if you're rich or you're poor, you must be born again. I don't care if you're educated or uneducated, you must be born again. The land is level at the cross of Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're powerful or not, you must be born again. We all are born the same way, and we will all die. The rooster was loud enough that his witness was heard by the one that needed to hear it. And it fell on the ears of Peter, and Peter heard the word of God in his own language from a rooster. And he can hear from you. But the first thing you got to do is get woke up yourself. You need to realize that the gangs you're hanging around with are pulling you down rather than pulling you up. And you need to get away from them. Matter of fact, you don't need to get away from them. Here's what I found out in the Navy. When you started living right, they got away from you. We had shop parties, and everyone in the Navy had to go to these shop parties. And it was left up to a petty officer in charge to set up the entertainment for the shop parties. Most of the time it had to do with alcohol. So me and my friend who is a Christian, we didn't go. Well, the chief came in and he said, "You guys weren't there. You're going to have to work over. It's mandatory." So in the shop, we did airplane inspections. Every 6 months, plane had to come in. And I was the lead man over the electricians. So the mechanics had theirs. I decided to have my preacher come in. So I had my pastor come in that night as our entertainment. To witness about the love of Jesus Christ and what he could do and how he could change lives. We never had to go to another one. Do what God called you to do, and God will take care of everything else. Be who God wants you to be, and God will take care of you. But you can't hang around with the devil. You can't run around with the devil. You can't have the people in your houses that are with the languages. They need to respect you enough to taper their language. But if they don't know you're a Christian, if you're trying to act like them, they'll never come to grips with your witness, and they'll never hear it. If God can use a rooster to wake up one of the most active disciples in a backslidden state, he can use you. He can use you. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, this rooster was quiet and just crowed 3 times. Probably when it got dark, another time around midnight, and another time as day breaks. He said the same thing, but Lord, you used him. Lord, we may be quiet. We may not be able to say much, but help us never to deny you. Help us to always have that voice of who we really are in Christ, no matter where we are. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.